And we are back. You're listening to The Movie Show and More, where we talk more about than just movie talk, right?
Yep.
And we have all kinds of things going on. This week, we have two amazing guests, and Sasha Eden is here and Victoria Pettibone, and they are the creators of WET, which is Women's Expressive Theater. And we are thrilled to have you.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
It's great being here.
And there's so much to cover regarding WET itself with the program, but the Risk Takers film series, if we can just start off and tell us a little bit about the background of this particular foundation. And from what I understand, it's been in place for 3 years.
Yeah, well, actually,
third year?
No, this is our fourth year of our educational program. The company is called WET, and we're a non-for-profit, and we produce different programs and productions through the non-for-profit. And WET's Risk Takers film series is our educational program that we do through WET.
And that is basically the teenagers focused on the girls are brought into a series. And there are films, if I'm right, on Saturdays. Is this right? And they watch different films, and then they talk about the character studies and whether the women in the movies themselves were maybe role models. Or tell us a little bit about, am I sort of on track?
You are. You know, it's an interesting program in the sense that we made it up. There's really nothing like it. So yeah. it's a funny hybrid of that we've assembled. But it's a media literacy and leadership program for teenage girls. It teaches girls how to look at the media with a critical eye, break down stereotypes, learn the distinction between empowering risks and damaging risks. And then the final component is to set goals, to teach the girls how to set goals and learn that everything that they dream of is possible, that they too can follow their dreams. And they're inspired by guest celebrated artists who are emblematic of female risk takers in the media, women who have changed the media just by doing their job and not sacrificing their integrity in the process. And these women represent women who have made their dreams come true. And they help break down the myth of celebrity.
I think Risk Takers is a great, but also maybe incisively ironic name for the program. Because why are women so hosed in the film business? We look at a trivia question for the folks at home. What do all of the people ever nominated for Best Director of every Hollywood film in history, you know, going 80 years back through Academy history, who didn't win, have in common? And if you email us in the next 5 seconds, we will send you a hand grenade or something. The answer actually is that all of them are women. No woman has ever won Best Director. In the last 15 years, only two have been nominated, Jane Campion and Sofia Coppola. What's up with that? What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I mean, the media is a reflection of our culture, and that's really what it is. And when you take a look at that, our culture is patriarchy. And I mean, you know, not to use any kind of fancy liberal arts words
go
or anything,
ahead,
but it's just, it is what it is. I mean, we haven't had a woman president yet. That's not to say whether you believe, you know, that Hillary, Obama or McCain are, you know, whoever is your choice. The reality is we haven't had a woman president yet. It's hard for people to imagine women in a leadership role. People are very uncomfortable with it. But when you look in your family, your mother's often that leader. So, and it's a different kind of leadership than a man brings to the table. There's a different perspective. And with the media, it really is a reflection of our culture. So I think that's really just what you're seeing. And the more that we're conscious of what the reality is, the more that things can change.
Wow.
And we will be right back with The Movie Show and More. We're talking to the ladies who created WET, Women's Expressive Theater.